It's a serious problem for many men, but in case certain authorities or children are listening, we can't say what it is. Instead, we'll tell a story about pitching a tent. Young Johnny used to pitch a tent with even the slightest breeze. But as he got older, things changed. He struggled to keep that tent up no matter how hard he or an appealing partner tried. He took Viagra, Cialis, and still had issues. And his camping life suffered. Until he heard about a guaranteed treatment from a clinic here in Chicago. New Mail Medical Center. With a custom blend of FDA-approved medications, no surgery involved, New Mail Medical helped Johnny pitch, keep it up, and enjoy timely camping like never before. New Mail can not only help you get your tent up, but prevent you from pitching too fast. Call 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. If you don't respond to the medication on the first visit, that visit is free. For more info, visit newmail.com. That's NUMALE.com.
27. Bears win. They beat the Chargers under the Monday Night Lights. Get a full recap of the victory. Plus, we'll take a look at what the Bears' chances are when they take on the Rams. On Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's home for Bears fans. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Scoreboard update.
Good afternoon. Just before 1 o'clock and from the Score Update studio, I'm David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Lots of baseball news today, including Cubs bench coach Davey Martinez interviewing for the Dodgers managerial job. He'll be the ninth and final candidate to do so. Meanwhile, Colorado Rockies shortstop Jose Reyes was arrested recently in Hawaii and charged with domestic abuse after allegedly grabbing his wife by the throat and shoving her into a sliding glass door. The Rockies say they are distressed by the news and will further investigate the situation, as will Major League Baseball. Meanwhile, former Major League pitcher Tommy Hansen passed away late last night at the age of 29 from catastrophic organ failure. He pitched 5 years in the major leagues and was a very promising prospect who battled a lot of injuries. Commissioner Rob Manfred said today a final ruling on the status of Pete Rose will come by the end of the year. He also said expanded protective netting will be further discussed, but it's difficult to make it uniform because of the ballpark variations, and he hopes to play some spring training games in Cuba next March. And in college football, Ohio State quarterback JT Barrett pleaded guilty today to a DUI charge, which resulted in his license being suspended for 6 months, along with a $400 fine. And after a one-game suspension, he is expected to start against Illinois this Saturday, a game that you can hear right here on The Score. Join The Score's Lawrence Holmes with Sam Acho. They'll be broadcasting live tonight from Buffalo Wild Wings at Old Orchard Shopping Center in Skokie for the Miller Lite Top Draft Show. Enter for your chance to win tickets to an upcoming game in the Miller Lite Loft at Soldier Field. It's brought to you by Miller Lite. Now back in the original can, it's Miller time. And this scoreboard update has been brought to you by Crystal Lake Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the radio home for Bear fans right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for listening.
God bless America.
Thank you, David Schuster. He had updates all damn day, and we appreciate it. Thank you to our producers, Jay Zawoski and Nick Shepkowski. Go see Jay on the glass tonight with Ryan Garbutt as they talk about hockey things at Crossroads over there near the United Center. And Shep will be on the air tonight, 11 o'clock, 1 hour of Rock'em Sock'em Radio for Shep. So no matter what you're doing, no matter what you hear, no matter what you're listening to, make your way to The Score.
I listened to Shep over the weekend.
O'clock, yeah?
Yeah, I don't know who was with him. There was some guy with him, and I couldn't figure out who it was, but I recognized Shep.
It was Big Cat? Barstool Big Cat.
Barstool okay. Big Cat.
Well,
degenerate gambler.
Yeah.
Oh, I wasn't. Really? I didn't recognize the other voice, but I recognized Shep.
Yeah.
And of course, my kid did too. He's a big Shep fan.
Aren't we all?
Yeah, everybody is.
I think so.
I'm aware of everybody.
Most
a big
people
Shep
here,
fan.
Yeah. So Shepkowski, Zawoski, Z-Pack. Thank you very much, Kevin Z-Pack. Brian Gersh is the video streamer, does it well at watch670thescore.com. Also today we had Patrick Manley, Rodney Harrison, Hub Arkish, Big Cat Williams, and Greg Gabriel. So we didn't say a lot of stuff. Although it feels like we did, somehow.
Feels like you did.
Yeah, tomorrow. Wow. Tomorrow, Mike Florio, Adam Kramer from Kegs and Eggs. Jay Jaffe will talk some baseball hot stove, maybe a little Hall of Fame with us, and oh, so much more. And Jason Goff will be back tomorrow. Barry, thank you for today and yesterday. Enjoyed it greatly.
My pleasure. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Jesus. The shift change, this transition, is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Join them for Star Wars Day, Sunday the 22nd of November, at the Wolves game. where Star Wars things will be happening. Hello, Boris. Hello, Bernstein. At a football game going deep into the evening. How are you, man?
Not deep into the night.
Well, actually, it was because I didn't get done watching until, like, I don't know what the hell, 10:45 or something by the time I got it all. Because yeah. I tape it. I don't want to watch. I don't want to listen to John Gruden. Not interested. Thanks for calling. Not interested.
Yeah, he's becoming, as much as I don't know what they told him, but he's become a master of the obvious now, more than the guy really breaking stuff down as the former coach.
What's interesting, I think it shifts week to week, because I really actually enjoyed him last week. What was the good game last week?
Was that the Jets? It went late.
Yeah,
in the words of Jay Cutler.
It might have been. Whatever it was, Gruden was telling me stuff. I was learning things last week.
He's really good at that. He can be
when
really,
he wants
really
to be. That's
that.
What. Yeah, but when he gets involved in this guy, and you just can't have these penalties. I know you can't have these penalties. Tell me about formations. Tell me about possibilities. There were a couple things he saw.
He calls them. When he sees it, he knows what the play is.
Yeah, I would love for his marching orders to be more football-y. Less palsy, chuckle happy.
Well, sometimes the guy you're working with doesn't give you the opportunity.
I get it. But it was, there's a lot of fun stuff.
That was rather pointed as you looked at Dan and said that, Barry. I know you guys have worked together in the past, but Jesus, keep your issues in your pants.
Sorry.
Well, he will.
Yeah, there are fun things in that game, though.
Totally shrivel.
I don't think there was anything truly meaningful, but there were a couple of players who you could say, all right, when the Bears are good, maybe they'll still be out there as Bears.
Well, that's what the year's about, right? So you start
a long audition.
Adrian Amos, pretty good player.
I like that dude. I've liked him from the get-go, and he has gotten smarter, been given more responsibility. Antrell, who's played in this league a long time, instantly had good things to say about Amos's approach and stuff, and then you see him being physical there last night.
And you'll end up signing Alshon Jeffrey. Despite his history of some of these soft tissue injuries, I think he plays the kind of game that should age well, because he's not really a speed-reliant guy. And he's not going to get any shorter.
The speed is there, which is good. But,
it's good enough.
But he knows how to not only go up and get it and high point it and catch it.
And a chance for that record. Did not get that touchdown.
Yeah, he
did not get that touchdown.
Two bad drops early.
Yeah. But he also knows how to box out. He does that box out thing where he just runs 10 yards, turns around, and fends off, and Jay can toss it up in the air, and he makes the grab.
Look, and Cutler had any number of throws that we said, oh, his mechanics suck, those back foot balloons. But they're strategic. He knows what he's doing. He's not doing it out of indifference. He's not doing it because he doesn't want to set his feet. He's trying to get the right angle, the right trajectory on the ball with a pass rush coming at him. It's just how he throws some passes.
It was Colts-Panthers last week. Was the Monday night?
Oh,
night.
Yeah. Right. Big one.
It was your guy.
And I thought Gruden was actually
really
good.
It is my guy. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
We were talking about Jay a lot in the first hour, about what a good fit Adam Gase is and what they're going to do if Gase leaves. And also
he's going. You bet. He's take gone. Everything you got and bet on it right
he's
now.
He's gone.
Take it. Bet it. Gone.
At 35?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's okay. Interviews last year. He had the Niners job.
Look at what he's done. Watch this team play.
Teams are going to look at what he's done with Jay Cutler and say and want him.
And adapted to
Peyton. Want him even more.
Oh, he's gone. Yeah.
They loved him last year. Now they want him even more.
Dowell Loggins will be your
look at these dopes that need somebody to coordinate an offense. There's plenty of dopey teams that need exactly
and
that.
It has nothing to do with the Bears' record. It doesn't matter how many they lose this year.
Watch what he's doing.
They're going to look at what he's done and say, that is unbelievable. No one else has been able to do it.
That's correct.
He's going to get a job.
And then we'll find out if Dowell Loggins wants to stay and take the job, because he's the Jay connection. He's not a Gase connection.
No, they interviewed Loggins years ago for the job. The Bears did, right? Or they tried to get him and they didn't get permission. His name had surfaced as a potential offensive coordinator when they elevated Tice, I think.
Yeah, and they know Loggins. Cutler was in Tennessee. When Cutler was at Vandy, Loggins was with the Titans.
You can bring back Pep Hamilton and have Jay scream at him again on the sideline.
He's available.
Thing is, none of these other guys he even liked. So, I mean, when he leaves, you've got to be careful again, because obviously he's going to be your quarterback next year. You've got to be very careful again. What you do.
Well, there's another aspect to this. Jay isn't a static entity. It's possible that the relationship that he has with any offensive coordinator is simply better because he's older and wiser and better. And while we give a lot of credit, we're treating all of this like Jay is some clay to be molded. Maybe he deserves a little bit of credit too. That regardless of who's talking to him, maybe he's smarter.
That was some of our hour one conversation, because I don't think there's any way to watch him and not see him being smarter in terms of throwing the ball away or in terms of being
he
a little.
Still has ball protection issues, and he does throw pick six legs.
But I mean, Terry, he's more patient and slower when he goes sideways when he's climbing the pocket.
But
he's
more patient
at that.
You have to do things, though, that make him happy. Not everything, but some things that make him happy. And if you go out of your way to aggravate him, he is going to be bad. He's going to play bad.
I mean, he didn't
bad.
Like any of them.
When he, when he plays for idiots, he plays bad.
Well, he knows it.
Because he
knows
them,
it. Yep.
And he hates playing for them,
yep.
And he's bad.
Yep.
Just do a few things that make the game easy for him. There are things that he likes to do, like get outside the pocket and be able to see half the field, go no huddle, give him choices to make at the line, give him an opportunity to do some things he likes to do, and he'll play for you. But if you go out of your way to aggravate him, he's not going to be good.
Down. Yep. He's throwing a Mark Mariani.
I don't care how much he's matured. Okay?
Yeah, who's Philip Rivers throwing to?
Nobody.
He had no end. They had nobody left.
Nobody. David Woodhead.
Nobody was left.
Yeah, right. Larry Herndon was out there.
Herndon? Who the hell is that?
I don't know. There was some
guy from the Tigers. Herndon. You remember him?
Yeah, the
Tigers. Later, the Giants,
who were the
I
other
think?
Two?
Inman, Herndon, and Stevie Johnson were the only three healthy wide receivers at one point last night.
They couldn't
run the four receiver set stuff that they have because they didn't have
four receivers.
And Antonio Gage looks like he's carrying a refrigerator.
Yeah.
Is he hurt or just old?
He's pregnant.
Is that what it is?
I think so.
He's playing for two?
I think that's a combo platter there of Herndon and Oldman.
He's been hitting, hitting, hitting.
Because he's not exactly what you call elusive. People have clobbered
him for a long time now.
But
he's like,
he's
lumbering
around.
Yeah, I know.
And what's the one that's 10 yards? There's nobody around him. He's lumbering out there. We can catch him in like two strides, but he's still got the ball.
That one player is like, there's two guys there, and he's just going like very, very slowly.
Some guy on purple drank is out there.
Hit me. Please hit me.
Yeah, that whole San Diego thing is. Oh,
yeah, they're brutal.
You better beat them with that.
They have no fans.
They have an old building.
They have no players.
Yeah. They don't have any fans. No. Like the Bears
Cutler
fans are louder.
He had to quiet the stupid Bears fans on the road.
He's doing the PSA thing.
Yeah, he had to. Everybody's dressed as Ditka. You had old Ditka, young Ditka, Mexican Ditka,
fat Ditka,
ass-faced Ditka.
Well, that's the regular one. And he's trying to quiet them. He's in Qualcomm Stadium quieting dumbass Bears fans.
Where's Packers sweater Ditka? Somebody got to do that. I didn't do it last night. That's just gibbering, idiot.
I mean, I guess my thing is then the Chargers are gone, right? They're taking the LA thing. That's a done.
Nobody cares.
Yeah, I mean, the fans clearly would be
and
fine
the Raiders,
with that.
It's the Raiders, right? The Raiders and the Chargers.
They both got
the Rams. Rams want to go. They're trying to get out of there.
I think it's the Chargers and the Raiders.
Yeah, I think the Chargers are pretty definite. It was the Raiders, not the Rams.
Hey, we're talking about sharing a stadium in LA. Those two.
Yeah, the Rams have a proposal out there, though. I don't know that it's decided one way or another. Rams still want to leave. I mean, who wouldn't want to leave St. Louis?
You know,
they've got like nuclear garbage on fire. Did you see this story? See what's going on in St. Louis?
Did we send it there when we reversed the river?
No, I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. That there is an underground landfill fire that is approaching buried nuclear waste. I am not making this up.
Wow. Hmm. So what happens if it reaches the nuclear waste?
They don't know. They don't know. And the government doesn't know what to do about this endless fire that's been burning underground for over a year. They really don't know. And there are residents there that are up in arms. And they're only now disclosing all of the nuclear waste that was buried there.
An underground fire.
A long-burning underground garbage fire.
I realize on I-80 what they haul in those giant trucks and in Trenton, you realize the kind of stuff that goes right down I-80? Tons and tons and tons of stuff.
No, but
like
this
that.
Is old. This the nuclear waste.
Stuff, that's what they do.
They were enriching weapons-grade uranium there back in the 50s. And apparently there were people working at companies there that they weren't even told about the dangers. They weren't told about the exposure, about what was going on. And now there's all
they're all glowing.
Well, no, it's really bad. Just now people that they're realizing what happened. And now you've got this massive underground fire approaching. I'm not making this up. Stop looking at me.
Look it up. Their feet were green and no one was asking questions.
I think Shep is thinking that you're taking the fun out of nuclear waste. I think that's what's going on.
I'm sorry. sorry.
You know what happened last night on Twitter, by the way? Is like, you know when you're watching a game and then like a random conversation you'll see and then you'll get involved in it? Chris Tannehill, longtime historical expert, interested in the assassination of Franz Ferdinand.
Yes, how did that get into my timeline? Was it an anniversary?
Tannehill.
But then it took a turn to the down the musical road with people talking about the band Franz Ferdinand.
I didn't see that. All I saw was Tannehill, who I never would have pegged for a big Franz Ferdinand history guy, right? Talking about the importance of that historical event.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Give him a mic and let him talk about the Archbishop.
Isn't it considered one of the outside of like Guy Fawkes's plot, like one of the first terrorist acts?
Yeah. It's like the sort of the birth of terrorism, and like World War One doesn't happen. Then if World War One doesn't happen, World War Two doesn't happen, and it changes the entire
course. The Korean War doesn't happen. Yeah, but then the Vietnam War doesn't happen.
But I'm surprised that you didn't get, because some of my musical cross pollination people started debating Franz Ferdinand the band.
Yeah, it's
who I like, actually.
Yeah, it was a fun sound, and I enjoyed it for a little while, but it didn't last for me. Didn't have a lot of lasting power. But I had no idea. Now I just want to go hang out with Tannehill and have a couple beers and talk history. That's what I wanted. Doesn't that sound like fun,
Barry? That sounds
Barry?
More like
come?
Reason to run the other way.
Let me know when you guys are getting together, and I'll see what I can do.
Yeah, we'll see. Barry and I would love to join you. Wouldn't we all sit down and talk about Franz Ferdinand? I mean, that to me, that's a night.
That's excellent.
Right there.
Who's
that's
your favorite archbishop? Light him up!
Boy. Archduke, right?
Damn it. Damn it, you ass!
Now you took the foot off archbishops.
No, they already did.
I guess it is an archduke. Me. Yeah, archbishop is a religious thing, and archduke is just sort of a royalty.
That's
thing.
A great title.
Also
though.
Ran the Tribune.
Does it get promoted? Like, does somebody, the day My you bad. Go from duke to archduke, is it like a thing? Like somebody texts him and say, hey, you're now archduke. Sweet. What do I get?
Congratulations.
Yeah.
The hat.
You get a special hat?
You get a special hat, and then you get assassinated.
Yeah. Somebody puts a bullet in it.
Right.
Congratulations.
It. Hey, wait a minute. That wasn't so good.
All right, what are you doing? Are you talking about stuff on the show?
No, we're not talking about anything.
All right. Well, nobody does it better than you guys.
Yeah, you know, Matt Bowen's going to be really good today, because I don't know if you saw what he wrote about the Teddy Bridgewater hit. It was great.
Okay.
Because, you know, Matt is an absolute Kool-Aid drinker in the Church of Greg Williams, remember? Because that's his guy.
It's going to be an interesting conversation.
Greg Williams is his guy. And Matt has been completely consistent on this. He said, that's football. He said, you don't like it, don't watch NFL football, because trying to kill the quarterback and kill the quarterback's head is what defenses talk about, whether you want to think they do or not.
Well, that's what Rodney Harrison said earlier.
Did you guys hear Rodney today? Because we played, Fisher went back at Rodney. You know, Rodney.
Right, because Rodney was against it, was he not?
On Sunday night called out Fisher and said that's what they do. And then Fisher went up yesterday and had done the research and had all the fines and suspensions and details of Rodney's career.
Well, I was thinking the same thing when he said it, but I don't want to do the work on it.
Well, and then we gave it to Rodney today, and he basically said that his bosses have asked him to not talk about
it. But he kind of did.
And then he talked about it for another 6 or 8 minutes.
Good for him.
Yeah. And, you know. I just
don't think when you're told what that rule is that when a guy's sliding, he's down, you don't go for his head.
I don't think that's
part of
it's
football.
Not a it's debate not. As pursuant to the rule. It's a debate pursuant to what the genuine intent is of some of the violence that we crave and love. Because I'm with you, the maiming. I like some of the maiming.
I gotta say, when Rodney Harrison started talking about it, I got those feelings again of being up in the north end zone in the 80s watching those Bears teams just take people apart. And I mean,
we loved every minute of it. I agree that there it was absolutely thrilling. And even though I know the inhumanity of it, I can't deny how much of that I enjoy, just like I do in some of the True Blood sports.
All right, boys, have fun.
Have fun. The shift change, it's what you just heard, was brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Join them for Star Wars Day, Sunday, November 2nd. You guys have Zach and Bowen and Hub and Boers and Bernstein. Have a good afternoon, everybody.
We'll be back with more Boers and Bernstein on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. Aqib Talib may be an all-pro defensive back for the Denver Broncos, but he's in the wrong profession. He should be working as a political spin master in a presidential campaign. Talib actually came out on Monday and claimed that his two-finger poke inside the face mask of the Colts' Dwayne Allen on Sunday was, quote, an honest mistake, and then tried to make Allen the bad guy. He acted like he got in an 18-passenger car wreck, Talib said. I guess that's the type of guy he is. That's the type of guy he is? What kind of guy walks up to an opponent, pokes him in the eye, and then claims it was an accident and the injured party shouldn't have complained? Tlaib was suspended for one game by the NFL, which, remarkably, didn't buy his story. He's appealing the suspension. Of course he is. I'm John Feinstein.
I dipped tobacco for 18 years, and now that scares me. I used to do it after hockey games or on long car rides, then it became a habit. I never used to pay much attention to the potential side effects, but now I'm older, with a family, now I need to. I still have the urges, but these days I pack naturally with Jake's Mint Chew. It's non-nicotine, tobacco-free, made of USDA-certified organic mint. Jake's is long cut, holds well, has good flavor, and helps me avoid going for my chew tobacco. I've turned my friends on to Jake's, and I'm recommending it to you. Go to jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy, chew mint.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah chartered industrial bank. Member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high-rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
The Joann Veterans Day sale is going on right now. Enjoy doorbuster savings up to 70% off throughout the store, including holiday cheer wreaths, only $12.99. And $2.99 a yard Blizzard and anti-pill fleece solids. Plus, entire stock Christmas decor and floral at 50% off. Save even more with an extra 20% off coupon valid on sale and regular priced merchandise. Exclusions apply. Get it at Joann.com. It's the Joann Veterans Day sale, now through Veterans Day, only at Joann Fabric and Craft Stores.
Right now, the Home Depot has Pergo XP Haley Oak Laminate Flooring for just $2.29 a square foot. Basic installation is just 89 cents a square foot. So, let's lay down a floor that stands up to our lives, with double the durability of regular laminate and just as beautiful as real wood. Let's do this with Pergo XP Haley Oak Laminate for $2.29, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, installation offer valid on laminates over 150 square foot with minimum purchase of 250 square feet.
It's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one. There's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on Progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing, and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
At AT&T, we're all about the perks, like getting $300 credit per line when you switch to AT&T with a smartphone trade-in and purchase of any smartphone on AT&T Next. That's three perks in one. Get all the perks when you switch to the network with the nation's strongest 4G LTE signal. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
Limited time, each $300 requires a port-in, eligible purchase, activation, and trade-in. $100 bill credit within 90 days. $200 trading credit or promo card. Taxes, fees, restrictions apply. Claim based only on national carriers average 4G LTE signal strength. See store for details.
The Joann Veterans Day sale is going on right now. Enjoy doorbuster savings up to 70% off throughout the store, including holiday cheer wreaths, only $12.99. And $2.99 a yard Blizzard and Anti-Pill Fleece Solids. Plus, entire stock Christmas decor and floral at 50% off. Save even more with an extra 20% off coupon valid on sale and regular priced merchandise. Exclusions apply. Get it at Joann.com. It's the Joann Veterans Day sale, now through Veterans Day, only at Joann Fabric and Craft Stores.
Do you owe the IRS? Do you have unfiled tax returns? Have you received a wage garnishment or bank levy? If you or your business owe $10,000 or more to the state or IRS, and you are one of the first 100 callers, we will prepare your tax returns for free. Call the Tax Firm of America, 1-800-726-1430. This offer is limited to the first 100 callers, 1-800-726-1430. 1-800-726-1430.
Tonight, join the Score's Lawrence Holmes and Chicago Bears Sam Acho from 6 to 10 p.m. live at the Buffalo Wild Wings at Old Orchard Shopping Center in Skokie for the Miller Lite Top Draft Show. Be there to see the show live and enter for your chance to win tickets to an upcoming game in the Miller Lite Loft at Soldier Field. Brought to you by Miller Lite. Now back in the original can, it's Miller time.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This hour brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Boers and Bernstein. Hola! Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
And a very pleasant good afternoon. Going to make you several promises for the next 4.5 hours or thereabouts. We're going to do the best we can to keep you informed and entertained. Perhaps have a laugh or two along the way. A lot of persistent rapping at someone's back door. Well, there'll probably be somebody. There's so much stuff. And this is radio's best combination of...
embarrassing, atrocious, despicable, pathetic, asinine.
I'm Terry Boris.
And I'm Dan Bernstein. It is a Bears Monday on a Tuesday today.
Oh, it's a lovely Bears Tuesday.
So we will have Matt Bowen at 2, Zach Zaidman at some point, and Hub Arkish at 5, as well as other things. 312-644-6767 to the number at WSCR The Score. Email us at Boers and Bernstein at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us.
And
we're streaming at 670thescore.com.
Texting
is at 67011. When you text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter at Boers_Bernstein. You can follow me too at Dan_Bernstein. And you can go to boersandbernstein.com for podcasts and stuff and things we write and all that. And there's also the radio.com app. You put that on your mobile device and then you can take the show with you wherever, even like into the bathroom if you want. Actually, it's a good place for it. Our producers, Matt Abaticola.
Well, you're going to see it at super high speed, slow motion, but that ball was flying out of Jay Cutler's hand.
It's an interesting concept.
He also had a negative gain last night. Yes, early on, he had a negative gain.
And super high speed slow-mo. It's oxymoron night.
Oh,
buy one,
boy.
Get one free.
I love Matt Abaticola, and he is, of course, Dale Jr.
Eliminated.
Chris Tannehill.
Seen a lot of drop passes this weekend in pro football, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Don't like it.
Don't like it.
Yeah, guy gets about $200,000 a game for that.
He's your highest paying play, is he? Don't?
I think so. I mean,
don't like it.
Don't like it.
All right. Don't like it.
All right. He gave us a good little don't like it there.
Captain Indestructo and a friend of Franz Ferdinand.
Yeah, I'm generally feeling positive about that game, but you got to realize how bad that Chargers team is. I mean, they.
Nobody left.
Nobody.
There's nobody left. They had nobody to throw to. There's
no
nobody
blockers.
There. Nope. No blocking, nobody left. I mean, the defense was shredded. They don't have much to start with. I mean, it to be in the position, and Robbie Gould helped them stay there, helped them be behind.
Oh,
they have nothing. I mean, I was shocked all week that they were like a 5-point favorite. I'm thinking, yeah, they're playing at home, but they're no good. I mean, they're down players, and then they lose guys right away, are gone, and I don't get it. I don't get it. I mean... you're not going to beat them with what you had. You're just not.
Like the number of things the Bears did to stay in their own way.
Oh,
early
they did
on,
a lot. Yeah.
I mean, against that team, you're taking terrible penalties.
Yes, you are.
You had you're taking yourself out of field goal range. Then Jarvis Jenkins keeps their scoring drive going.
Yes, he does.
Alshon Jeffrey was dropping things. Robbie was awful.
Mm-hmm.
Cutler has the fumble and the pick six, and they win.
And they win.
And they come back
on the road.
On the road.
Get closer. Here they come.
I don't know that there's anything much closer.
They're getting closer to things.
I don't know. If
oh,
they are.
Baby.
It's entertaining that Zach Miller catch is an all-timer.
It is.
That's there. Do you remember a catch by Chris Gedney against, I think it was in Tampa or against Tampa. It was right at the back middle of the end zone, right at the base of the goalpost. Chris Gedney made a diving one-handed catch. It was a similar route, if I remember correctly. That was the first thing that popped into my head. You're kind of looking at me oddly, like the nuclear garbage fire, which is true, by the way.
I didn't say anything about the garbage fire.
I know, but people looked at me like I was making it up.
I don't. Chris Gedney was a guest once in a while, but I guess I don't remember that asking him that question. But yeah, that was a hell of a catch. I mean, how many catches did he have before that? Zach.
Well, he had one for -2.
Good play.
He had a couple.
I don't like it.
Well, Martellus Bennett was joking about it that he's had plays called back this year negated by penalties.
Mm-hmm.
Not his own doing.
No, not his own.
But it's a good story. Zach Miller's a heck of a story because he keeps getting badly hurt. I don't think he'd caught a pass since like 2011.
I mean, and it's not like he gets a sprained ankle or something. He just disappears for a year. It was a hell of a catch. I didn't know that it should have been that difficult to throw. It was a little high, but yeah, in some way, shape, or form, that's like a wounded animal. It's just ready for you to do something to it. Just put it out of its misery, and they finally did. And there was no way on God's green earth with those receivers they're going back down that field.
Scoreboard update.
Hello, 1:30 and from the score update studio, I'm Matt Rodewald with this scoreboard update. The Bears basking in the glow of a Monday night victory over the San Diego Chargers. Jeremy Langford making his first start, more than 70 yards in the air, 70 yards on the ground, and a touchdown as well.
That was very important because we have previous games just like this. This game feels so much better when you come out on top for the long plane ride. So this game just something we're capable of all the time is really finishing those drives.
John Fox, by the way, perfect 6-0 now in San Diego. No practice today. They will get back to work tomorrow to get ready for the St. Louis Rams, trash fire or not. The Bulls, I should say, are practicing today after getting an easy win in Philadelphia last night. They're not going to play until Friday. And the Village of Hoffman Estates approving a new measure that would allow for a D-League basketball team to be run by the Bulls at Sears Center. The official announcement coming tomorrow. Blackhawks practicing today. Duncan Keith cleared for contact, and he might be back as soon as this weekend. Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred says he's hoping to play an exhibition game in Cuba this spring, and he also says that he plans to rule on the Pete Rose reinstatement case by the end of this year. Scoreboard update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin's model year-end sales event going on now. And join 670 The Score's Dan Bernstein and Steve Rosenblum for the Bud Light Who Needs To Tavern Tour Friday at Trax Tavern and Grill in Deerfield from 1 to 6 p.m. Come check out the broadcast, score some Bud Light swag, and enter to win a pair of Bulls tickets in the Bud Light Legends Lounge. I'm Matt Rodewald, and you're listening to the home for Bears fans, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Yeah, I think, don't think that this thing between Rivers and Cutler disappeared either.
Oh, no, they were able to play it off a little bit. Yeah, they don't like each other.
They don't like each other even a little bit. There's nothing there, but I don't know if it's hatred, but it certainly got them both revved up, did it not? Because Rivers was, like, out of his mind on the pick six. You know, here's the thing, though, Philip. And I realize you were on a pace to become throw for more yards in a season than anybody in NFL history. By the way, I don't know what his final total was. What, 2-something? I mean, he was on that path, but you're off that path now. I don't know how you're going to throw for that many yards, 2,700 more yards with those guys. They couldn't find where to line up. It's like, go around and say, no, you're not supposed to be there.
No, they had to. I mean, Danny Woodhead was the only guy he felt.
And he's not going to beat the Bears.
And Woodhead was hearing footsteps by
oh, you bet
middle
he was.
Of the third quarter. He was concerned that safety was coming over the top. I found it interesting, too, what the Bears did with the inside linebackers, how they were letting different guys call the plays a little bit. And why not? You know, it's at some point you got Shane McClellan out, and if you, I like the fact that they're thinking, inside the box technically, but outside the box metaphorically, in that they're saying they know this is developmental time. See who can do what. Why not? What's the downside to that? Let Christian Jones do it a little bit and pass the helmet around to some other guys. And it wasn't it wasn't great. And Fangio still has, I understand that he, you know, people get mad when he drops into that little picket fence thing where he lines everybody up at the goal line and rushes three and drops eight. But he's trying to win the game. You got to understand that. I know there are all the tough guys out there. Well, no, he knocked the ball. You never know. You never concede anything in this league. He's trying to win the game. He knows what he has. He knows the likelihoods. I don't understand, though, at the end of the first half, why John Fox had that another John Fox moment. Why he took that timeout. The play clock's at 2. You bail them out, and then and it's a kicker that missed an extra point already. He's been inconsistent all year. That I didn't get.
No, I didn't.
Did you call the timeout to set that play up?
Again, not good on game day or game night. Just not good. I mean, I think that, you know, when the Bears are good again, and I assume that in a couple of years they have a chance to be. Hell, it's the NFL. You have a chance to be. You have a chance to get more players. You have a chance to look around and feel, you know, see what you actually need and have an offseason to look and the draft and, you know, just maybe. But he's going to stand in their way. He's going to be standing in their way when the Bears are good again. He will get in your way when it matters most, as he does now.
Because
when it doesn't matter at all, he's in your way. There's no reason to believe when it matters, he's not going to be in your way because he's just not. I don't know what happens to him. I have no idea why he brain farts all. I have no idea why he does what he does. But when they're good again, he'll be a problem.
You know, he's the stepson of a Navy SEAL.
Wait a minute. We can't say that. Nobody called him a stepson, did they? Last night, I didn't.
Do we get a son of a Navy SEAL mentioned last night?
I didn't hear it. I was, you know, whipping through. I did not hear that if it was. But you gotta stop saying that because it's technically not correct.
Well, no, it's his second.
I don't care if he. Well, you know, Zach knew the whole story. Mm-hmm. Developed a relationship with Ron Fox. All right.
So then he decided to change his own name to Fox.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
okay. The second stepdad. Mama busy.
Why don't you go? I mean, you could, I guess, by that find a Navy SEAL and take his name and
Ken,
and then your life will improve.
Terry St. George. Look around and see if I can find myself a Navy SEAL. See, he was my stepdad. He's good for book purposes. The stepdad hasn't seen me in decades, and there is. It's heartwarming.
Who the hell are you?
Ben Carson.
Well, as long as you can completely make things up.
No,
if you want to go down that road, you can have General Westmoreland give you a full scholarship
about
to West Point, too.
Yeah.
Why not?
General Westmoreland had me over for tea and crumpets.
I tried to stab my friend, but the belt buckle stopped the knife, Bible stopped the bullet.
Yeah, I got all kinds of stories of my times with General Westmoreland. Kidding me? Oh, my God. That guy's a laugh a minute.
Yeah, do you remember that the whole dispute over that one gin game?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Dylan never let that down.
Rough, man. Hey, that guy's tough dude. Yep. So I got all kinds of stories. He'll be in there. He'll be in there.
It wasn't just Westmoreland either.
Oh, no.
I mean, there was the famous horseshoe incident with Omar Bradley.
Hey, Omar Bradley's in there.
Mm-hmm.
Omar Sharif
also shows
we
up.
We had coffee once.
A bridge too.
On a plane. Yep. Yeah. Well, So I've got a variety of soldiers, mm-hmm. celebrities.
Remember the time you tried to stab Audie Murphy?
Hey.
No, that's not the one I would stab.
Boers and Bernstein, we're talking football. It's a Bears Monday on a Tuesday on The Score.
Streaming on 670thescore.com is brought to you by the Home Loan Expert.
Right now, the Home Depot has Pergo XP Haley Oak Laminate Flooring for just $2.29 a square foot. Basic installation is just 89 cents a square foot. So let's lay down a floor that stands up to our lives with double the durability of regular laminate and just as beautiful as real wood. Let's do this with Pergo XP Haley Oak Laminate for $2.29. Now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. Installation offer valid on laminates over 150 square foot with minimum purchase of 250 square feet.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on Progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high-rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
The Joann Veterans Day sale is going on right now. Enjoy doorbuster savings up to 70% off throughout the store, including holiday cheer wreaths, only $12.99. And $2.99 a yard Blizzard and anti-pill fleece solids. Plus, entire stock Christmas decor and floral at 50% off. Save even more with an extra 20% off coupon valid on sale and regular priced merchandise. Exclusions apply. Get it at Joann.com. It's the Joann Veterans Day sale, now through Veterans Day, only at Joann Fabric and Craft Stores.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Great job by Barrett to go up despite the size disadvantage and challenge the tall Jeffrey.
That's an excellent job by Barrett, who will not back down against these bigger receivers.
Cutler, who throws it on the run, and Jeffrey can't hang on. And again, it is Barrett trailing him across the field.
I like this Barrett. Barrett is a confident young guy, isn't he, Mike? I think Jeffrey should have caught that football.
I agree.
Watch the play first. And that's one thing that was bugging me all game is that in the first blush, it's okay to wait.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's okay. Just see the play. Use the tools at your disposal. You don't have to hurry into some compliment that's undeserved. Those were two drops by Jeffrey.
Mm-hmm.
Flat-out NFL drops.
They were.
And then he's gushing about this guy when they should have been catches.
And then much to the Bears' aid as well, disappeared.
Right.
I mean, everybody that could actually play football for the Chargers disappeared.
Yeah, I mean, why? I just don't understand it. Where you're in a position where you've got all these tools, you've got so many different sets of eyes in the truck watching every angle for you in your ear while the play-by-play guy is talking.
Yeah.
And it's, I mean, you've got a whole team of people seeing these things. We shouldn't have to be on the couch saying, you know, slow your roll on that before you start talking about what a great job this guy's doing.
You know what? I see guys do that a lot, though. It's not just him. It's on Sundays, too.
Thoughts here from Mac. He says, compared to last year, the communication that goes on in the Bears' defense at all three levels, pre-snap, is night and day. On several occasions, the inside linebackers are still communicating while the ball's being snapped, but that's another story. My point being, the Bears have real coaches, and besides scheme and game planning, they're working in concert with Ryan Pace to identify guys like Adrian Amos. It's a good thing. For me, the arrow is pointing up on the Bears' defense. And the coaches and general managers don't play someone based off what they believe the player's capable of. They play the guys who show they can play. I know the team is lacking talent, but it's refreshing to have a staff that recognizes what they have. Phil Embry would have played McClellan for 10 years, and he would have made up bogus stats to justify it if you allowed him.
No doubt. I think here's the problem there, too, that while I'm sure Gase will be gone, there's a great chance Vic Fangio will be gone as well. I'd snap him up. I'd take him. Yeah, I take him to run my team because I understand that you may not, you know, it's nice to have a great offense. It's nice to have Tom Brady. It's nice to have guys like that that can really make the whole thing snap for you. But if I'm looking at him and what he's done, and he doesn't have, I don't think he's got a lot of raw material with this Bears team.
No, the other thing I like about Fangio is he's plain spoken. That he's a basketball coachy in that he knows that people can see everything out there and he doesn't pretend.
No, otherwise. He doesn't pretend. And he answers your questions, actually, too. If you listen to him, He answers your questions.
Yeah, he's a very straightforward. So maybe that changes when he's a head coach.
Which don't you think he's going to get a chance to?
Maybe.
I mean, you look. This team shouldn't be ranked anywhere in any defensive ratings anywhere. They're down in some things, but overall, not that bad. Well, and they can't get to the passer.
I just don't know how many teams want to go defensive head coach anymore. You know, guys like John Fox are not really the hot resume when you look at head coaches now. Everybody wants the next creative offensive mind, which is why Gase was getting all the looks he was getting. I'm just not sure.
Yeah, but you know, you can still do that defensively. You know, the Broncos aren't winning because of Peyton Manning.
Got a chance to grab some phone calls ahead of Matt Bowen here. Get your reaction to the Bears' performance yesterday. 312-644-6767. Because it seemed that there was, at least from what I could tell on social media last night, a generalized, okay, that was fun sort of response to it. And seeing Jay Cutler perform well, especially on third downs and in the fourth quarter. You know, you call it what you want, but he delivered. He made some big throws at key times.
Again, I mean, they were crippled there on that side of the ball as well. So yes, he made the throws, but I want to see him make the throws against everybody, which he's sort of done. But he also made his mistakes last night and got him out of the way. Got him out of the way early.
Yeah.
And
he was, say that because it happened to be timed that way. It's not like there's a finite number of mistakes.
Well, but it's just, he can't. He's got no ball security, and it just doesn't seem to feel a guy that's coming up to knock the ball out of his hand. I don't know why. He just doesn't. I mean, pick six, I understand. Everybody throws pick six. That's not like big news. A lot of guys do that. A lot of really good quarterbacks do that. So that's not, I mean, you can look at it. But yeah, I think he made the big plays when he had to.
It clearly did.
Yeah. I don't, again, it's not, you know, if I, we were talking yesterday about rosters, if I'm picking them, I'll take the Bears roster over the Chargers roster.
Yeah. As far as healthy bodies?
Yeah. You got nothing. I don't know what you're going to finish the season with. Those guys don't know where to line up. It's like watching the old Bears play.
Yeah, they had a left tackle that was brand new. They had a left guard that was brand new, and the right tackle has been beaten up.
Yeah.
And Lamar Houston knew it too. He knew exactly what to do to him,
and did it.
It looked like he was trying to time the snap count a couple of times. It seems like he thought he had it, and he didn't quite have it. Oh, hey, I jumped and I didn't mean to, kind of thing going on. But
If it wasn't anything complicated that he was doing to that poor guy, Barksdale. No. He was just kind of slapped his hands out of the way and shoved him to the ground.
That's what he did. That's what he did. So I just, you know, again, there's a lot of things that you see and you go, oh, that's really good. And all, but the bigger picture is the Bears still have a long ways to go. And I still believe in the NFL you can build a defense and win with it. I do. I think you can. Because you're talking about quarterbacks. Well, how long are these great quarterbacks? Peyton Manning can't play anymore.
Right.
I mean,
I know you can. I'm just not sure how many people want their head coach to come from the defensive side of the ball anymore. It just, I know that was a thing a while ago, and it hasn't been. It hasn't been in fashion. And what, maybe Vic Fangio doesn't interview well. I don't know. I mean, he's not a
young. Wonder how many he's had. I think he's had a lot?
No, I don't. I don't remember seeing his name as somebody who's ever a hot name. St. Charles, here's Nick on the score.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Fine.
I wanted to see what your opinion was on this. I think my biggest takeaway from last night is I think that last night's game showed that, you know, with Langford and even my guy, Kadeem Carey, doing what he could.
He's nobody's guy.
Well, don't take him.
Mine and mine alone. That this offense can actually show, can be a little bit multidimensional with a running back that's got a little speed and wiggle to him. I've never seen... I know. Forte, you know, he's had some accomplishments. I mean, I'm thankful for what he's given, but watching him run the ball is so boring.
Yep.
I've never seen a running back more that's at that accomplished where he's at and is more boring.
I get it.
No, I get you. No, you're right.
I absolutely get what you're saying. That see, Forte has.
I think he said whole bit of fly, man. He's there now.
It's very interesting that Forte has compiled a statistical profile, a remarkable statistical profile, but only rarely does he jump off the tape at you because he's just so consistent and he's so good at everything rather than being great at something that, yeah, he's and Forte largely has been a product of necessity, that a better offense would not have allowed Matt Forte to pile up those numbers. It's like what we talked about with that.
This is what happened.
The crazy Joakim Noah assist numbers and all that when he was having the, like, no center has ever done this and no center's ever.
Yeah, all this
because,
crap.
Because they had no choice.
Yeah.
And when everything's a check down, a handoff or a check down, and this guy stays in incredible condition and always answering the bell, that really his numbers have been a function of bad offense.
I heard Pat Manley today with the midday guys talking about it. He really thinks you keep Forte and you keep both of them because you're not paying Langford that much. And then you pay Forte to stick around. And I'm thinking, Pat, you know, I love you dearly, but I'm looking at this team, and I can spend money. If I'm going to spend money, I can spend it elsewhere on this team. If I'm looking around, I'll find somebody else that I'd like for $9 million or $10 million a year or whatever what the cap head is. I mean, I can find somebody that I really need.
I don't like spending on 30-year-old running backs.
Somebody I really need. Somebody in my heart of hearts, I go, yeah. Yeah, that's the guy I'm looking for, because you still need a playmaker somewhere in the defense.
In Hazelcrest, Noel is on the score.
Noel, hello.
Oh, hello, Noel.
Noel.
Yes. Your time of year.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's a hard year for me. Anyway, I don't know how you guys are going to take this call, but listen, I listen to you guys every day, and I know I'm a girl, and I know enough about football to know that this reffing is got me. I don't even know what to say anymore. Why is it so bad, and why is it continuing like this? We're not getting any calls on you know, roughing the passer. We're not getting any calls anywhere. Who are these people?
We being the Bears?
Yeah, you mean talking about the Bears, or?
Yeah, but I think it's worse with the Bears, but I don't watch every other game. I watch a couple here and there. But the reffing against our team is just deplorable.
I think officiating is as difficult as ever, and I think there's no specific bias against anyone's team, but I do agree that it's maddeningly inconsistent, and we get different answers for different things of what's a catch. And
it was a marginal late hit last time to Cutler. I didn't think it really was.
I think it cuts both ways, Noel, but I agree with you that it's more difficult than ever to understand why things are called and not called.
Yes, and then this is just going to continue for the
running,
because the Lions game we should have won, and because the two horrible calls.
You lost. The Bears lost those games because they weren't good enough.
Well, no.
They'll get another chance at the Lions.
With that receiver. receiver being a receiver was BS.
No, but
that should not have been a touchdown.
Noelle, the Bears cannot blame officiating for any losses
this
year.
I am.
Okay.
I
okay. All right. Fair enough. But I'm fired up. Can I just my advice, and you can take this or leave it. Obviously.
Okay.
If you're going to watch a lot of football, if you're really going to be an NFL football fan,
yes.
it's a loser's battle to blame officiating. There are going to be bad calls. You're going to get the benefit of good calls, but sometimes observational bias is going to change the way you perceive that, and you're not going to remember the breaks that you get. So just try to divorce yourself mentally from worrying about officiating. It's going to make your life easier, less annoying as a fan.
Yeah, I would say, Noel, in the long run, it all evens itself out.
Yep.
Don't worry about a particular call and say, oh, that's awful. Don't worry, there'll be one going the other way for the Bears, too. It's an awful call. And it is, it's really as difficult a game to officiate as anything I can think of. I know the NBA is tough, too, because of what's this and what's that.
Calling balls and strikes is tough.
Well, there's a couple guys in the World Series did a pretty good job. Pretty accurate, pretty damn good. But I mean, this thing, I'm never sure what the call is or who did what. Pass interference, for example. I'm never sure. Why I see that guy do it all the time. Why is it called then? I mean, I just look at it. I don't look at it, any bias of anybody. I just look at it and say, what? Why is that there? Or why is that a hold?
Matt Bowen is next. He's got stuff. And not just Bears stuff either. Some real inside football stuff coming your way next on The Score.
Yes, the Bears win in front of the nation on Monday Night Football. Mully here for the Mully and Hanley Show. Mornings 5 to 9. Yes, the Bears beat the Chargers. Jay vanquishes his old nemesis. Keep it here as we recap the win and take a look at the next matchup, the St. Louis Rams. Long Brothers! Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago. Goes home for Bears.
Hey guys, why are you chewing tobacco? It makes your teeth and breath gross. You have ladies in your life who really care about you, and everyone knows about the horrible effects dipping tobacco can have on your health. Look, you know you love to chew, but tobacco? Ew. What you need to do is try Jake's Mint Chew. It's just like real chew, but your breath is minty fresh. Because Jake's is USDA certified organic mint, not tobacco. No nicotine. And that means no harmful side effects. If you're going to chew something we'll all enjoy. Jake's Mint Chew. JakesMintChew.com. Chew healthy. Chew mint.
Tailgating is tradition in Chicago. Score a touchdown with America's number one Bloody Mary mix, Mr. and Mrs. T. Available at Ultra Foods and Streck and Van Til. Make the pregame party easy. Just pour, stir, and enjoy. Every bottle is made with only premium ingredients for a legendary made-from-scratch taste in every drink. A lineup including original, bold, and spicy, and horseradish makes Mr. and Mrs. T. Bloody Marys perfect for any occasion. Make it a winning season. Pick up Mr. and Mrs. T., the official Bloody Mary of the Chicago Bears today at Ultra Foods and Strack and Van Til.
Winter is coming. Is your car ready?
Don't get left out in the cold. Head to Hawk Chevy on Harlem Avenue in Bridgeview and get a safe and reliable ride to get you through the winter and beyond. Even if you've been turned down for a loan in the past, we can help.
So remember, winter is coming.
Don't get left out in the cold. Head to Hawk Chevy today on Harlem Avenue in Bridgeview or online at hawkchevy.com.
The Joann Veterans Day sale is going on right now. Enjoy doorbuster savings up to 70% off throughout the store, including holiday cheer wreaths, only $12.99. And $2.99 a yard blizzard and anti-pill fleece solids. Plus, entire stock Christmas decor and floral at 50% off. Save even more with an extra 20% off coupon valid on sale and regular priced merchandise. Exclusions apply. Get it at joann.com. It's the Joann Veterans Day sale. Now through Veterans Day, only at Joann Fabric and Craft Stores.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high-rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account, in as few as 5 days, and a $50 Visa gift card, go to prosper.com/win. That's prosper.com/win.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now.